From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, April 12, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. Rosa Atchison and Victoria Addison are reporting in the Columbia Green Media that officials in Green and Columbia counties said on Tuesday, April the 11th, newly authorized ride booking companies like Uber and Lyft will benefit local tourism and safety and also help people in rural areas get around. The 2017-18 state budget authorized transportation network companies to operate across the state. Local residents are expected to have access to services by summer. Windham legislator Tori Torgerson said the Greene County legislature has received input from business and hotel owners that access to ride booking services would be a good thing. But Torgerson questioned how services such as Uber could affect taxis that operate on the mountaintop. She said, "We want to figure this out in such a way that it doesn't hurt our local businesses in any way," end quote. Columbia County Board of Supervisors Chairman Matt Murrell said ride booking will be a good thing for the county. Murrell said, and I quote, "Especially in a rural county like ours, transportation is a positive thing, especially at night and evenings. We have some public transportation, but nothing during the evening hours, and I think it would help with that," end quote. Law enforcement in both counties, including the Columbia County Sheriff's Office, Hudson Police Department, and Greene County Sheriff Greg Seeley, are all in favor of ride booking services. Seeley thinks services such as Uber could help prevent drunk driving. He added, and I quote, "It will help if people use it," end quote. You can read that full story in the Register Star. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Matt Hamilton is reporting in the Times Union that Will Yandick of Livingston, who once successfully competed in the 2016 19th Congressional District Democratic primary, will not run in 2018. Yandick made the announcement on Tuesday, April the 11th, saying he was grateful for the encouragement from supporters in recent months, but, and I quote, "Now is not the right time for me and my family to run for Congress," end quote. Yandick holds a seat in the Livingston Town Board. He lost the primary to Zephyr Teachout. Teachout eventually lost to Kinderhook Republican John Faso in the general election. Politico New York reported recently that Teachout does not intend to run again in 2018. The Democratic field for next year already has three candidates: Antonio Delgado of Dutchess County, Steve Bracy of Ulster County, and Brian Flynn of Greene County have filed statements of candidacy with the Federal Election Commission. You can read that full story in the Times Union. Robert Downen is reporting in the Times Union that New York farmers and food bank operators have won a long-sought tax credit for food donations. The credit gives farmers a 25% exemption on the cost of donations to food banks and emergency food programs in amounts up to $5,000. The measure was adopted as a part of the 2017 state budget. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo long opposed such a measure, saying it would duplicate existing tax benefits, but he encouraged the New York Farm Bureau to push for the credit through the state budget. In 2016, state farmers donated more than 13 million pounds of food, the second highest amount for any state in the country, according to the American Farm Bureau. New York farm banks praised the bill as a way to encourage fresh, nutritious food donations. You can read that full story in the Times Union. Brian Nearing reports in the Albany Times Union that a report released April 10th shows that lakes in the Northeast and elsewhere in the U.S. are getting saltier. Salt applied to roads in the winter caused saline levels to rise in the New York City reservoirs in Schoharie County, as well as Cannonsville and Pepacton, Delaware County, and Neversink, Sullivan County. All told, 4 in 10 lakes across the Northeast were saltier, according to the report. Catherine Weathers, an ecosystems ecologist at the Cary Institute of Ecosystem Studies in Dutchess County, co-authored the study with Hillary Duggan, now a lake and water body science professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Weathers said they found that lakes near paved roads, parking lots, and other surfaces receiving road salt were saltier. The Conservation Group Fund for Lake George guesses that 30,000 metric tons of road salt are added to the state and local roads in the Lake George Basin. That's enough to fill 300 rail cars 3 miles long. Eric Tsai, executive director of the fund, said, and I quote, "Road salt is being called the acid rain of our time with good reason. This study shows the breadth of the problem that only grows worse," end quote. A recent study from Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute in Troy found excessive salt can skew the gender balance of frog offspring to disproportionately female, 60% to 40%. You can read that full story in the Albany Times-Union. Jimmy McCarthy reports in the Post Journal that while the recent Republican health care plan died in Congress without a vote, the amendment to the bill from Representative John Faso, Republican of Kinderhook, is still alive. Faso amended the Republican health care plan before he voted for it in committee. The amendment shifts Medicaid costs in New York from counties to the state. The amendment started a Twitter war with New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, who was opposed. Faso and other Republican lawmakers claimed New Yorkers would save around $350 on their property taxes under the amendment, but did not say what the increase in their state taxes would be if the plan was implemented. Representative Tom Reed from Corning, New York, said the amendment is still alive in Washington and will return as Republicans make a second effort to pass legislation. He said, and I quote, "Healthcare debate will be a 12-month window. I think going on spring break for 2 weeks will allow members to decompress and refocus the effort when we return," end quote. You can read that full story in the Post Journal. Amanda Pett Rusich reports in The New Yorker that there are efforts to rename the Williamsburg Bridge in New York City after jazz legend Sonny Rollins, who moved from Germantown to Woodstock a few years ago. Rollins famously practiced on top of the bridge pedestrian footpath for 2 years before releasing his classic The Bridge record in 1962. Now, a group of jazz historians are pushing for renaming the bridge after Rollins. Organizers say Rollins has given their efforts his blessing. You can read that full story in The New Yorker. After floating a trial balloon last week about running for governor in New York, Donald Trump Jr. took out his shotgun April 10th to blast it. Trump told the Associated Press, and I quote, "I'm not running in 2018," end quote. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting that showers are likely today, mainly before 9 a.m. It will be cloudy by mid-morning, then gradually clearing with a temperature high of 64 degrees. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 39. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Thursday, it will be mostly sunny with a high near 58 degrees. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 35. And on Friday, sunny with a high near 61 degrees. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 37. Sunrise today was at 6:17 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:34 p.m. That will give us 13 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 12th day of April, 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.